WHDD presents Susan Says.
Well, it kind of feels like we're opening up, starting, new beginnings, the weather, the COVID reduction, though there are still stupid people refusing the life-saving vaccine. Anyway, today I want to tell you about two new beginnings, one good, one not so. The not so, my own. After being basically housebound for a year plus, I had decided that now that I'm vaccinated to get out. I still wear a mask sometime, but yet I decided to make a lunch date at one of my favorite restaurants with a friend. So I tried on a bunch of dresses, 11 to be exact, 5 didn't fit. Yeah, I haven't gained weight, but somehow my body shifted in this strange, unfit look. Tummy, sway back to the gym. Back to the gym, okay. Then I tried on shoes. I love high heels, and guess what? They didn't fit at all. So I guess your feet change when you're barefoot for a year. Do they still grow? Who knows? Yikes. Anyway, I picked the least ill-fitting dress. I wore Spanx. Too much information, I know. And shoes that were low-heeled sandals with a back strap, but it kept slipping off. So I had to take a cab instead of walking. I did walk a tiny bit to the restaurant. The shoes kept slipping off. Uh-oh. The outside seating was too noisy with traffic, so we ate inside. It was so loud, and so many people dressed like slobs, may I say that I said to my friend, I'm never leaving the house again. I felt kind of like a prisoner who had escaped and was going to be caught soon. I had re-entry anxiety. I see there's such a thing now. Weird. Have any of you had it? Everything was uncomfortable and annoying. It cost $48 for an appetizer of pasta and an Arnold Palmer. I tried to walk a few blocks to the bus, but the shoes were so uncomfortable, I took them off. Yeah, I walked down the streets of New York barefoot. I had to because I fell off one shoe and twisted my ankle. Yeah, I'm now icing and wrapping and elevating. So much for going out. There was an article about reentry and the perils of it. I guess I need to heed what they said. Yikes. That was my not beginning. The good new beginning. For about 3 days, birds were chirping outside my window. On my terrace table, a baby bird was being fed by a mommy every few hours. So dear. Even though the chirping drove me nuts, I started watching to see the interaction. The mommy came back every few hours, and the baby tried to take the food, not always successful. It was flapping, shaking nervously its little wings. It was so cute. The mommy would fly off, but she'd come back. And the baby, hour by hour, became a little braver about flying a few feet up on the table, down. Sometimes it didn't work, so I was afraid it would get hurt as I saw it plummeting through my window. So I called the Audubon Society to see if they suggested I feed it or do anything. They said, no, it'll get enough food from the mommy. Don't touch it. That's bad. The mommy would continue to return and teach it how to fly in a few days. And guess what? Every day it got a little better, and the mommy came the other day with another baby, and my baby followed them and actually flew away. So dear, what a nature lesson. I don't miss the chirping, but I do miss watching that little guy nervously begin its life better than I did. Maybe I should keep trying too, although I wish I had my mommy encouraging me. Daddy too. Happy Father's Day, every father out there.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.